everyone. This is N2NLB with the shortwave and scanner listeners net. We're going to stand by for any emergency or priority traffic before we continue the statement. Okay, good evening everyone. This is N2NLB. My name is Charlie from Staten Island in New York City. I'd like to welcome you to the weekly shortwave and scanner listeners net that's heard on the N2ROW link repeater system every Wednesday evening at 9 p.m. local time. This net has been in continuous operation since March of 1992 and is a reflection of those who participate from week to week. So each week, the topic and the length of the net can change. So it's all up to you what you want to bring to the net. The purpose of this net is to provide a general discussion forum for all those who are interested in the different aspects of the radio monitoring hobby. We cover all the frequencies that can be tuned into, from DC all the way up to light, and everything else in between, except for amateur radio. The only time we'll ever mention amateur radio is if there's a special event or something related to licensing classes. We have basic ground rules for the net. One, all of the repeaters in this link repeater system may be found at the website www.n2row.net. You'll see about a dozen repeaters there in different parts of the tri-state area. Pick the one that's closest to you. At the moment, the one in Midtown Manhattan on 449.025 is not in operation, so do not pick that one. Because all the repeaters are linked together, when you key up the transmit, we ask that you key up for a second or two to make sure that the beginning part of your transmission doesn't get cut off. As you're checking in tonight, please give us your call sign, name, and location, and please indicate if you have any traffic for the net. By traffic, we mean any comments or questions that you'd like to share with everyone else. If you don't have any, just say no traffic when you check in, and this way we know to move on to the next person. For those who are not able to get into the repeaters, either because of technical difficulties, you're too far away, or you may not have your amateur radio license yet, you can still participate by sending your traffic to our web email, which is nyexa@yahoo.com. So this will stand by for check-in. Please space it out. This way we don't get people stepping on each other. This is N2NLB.
Whiskey 3, Mike Oscar Tango, listening to the repeater.
KC2OCM, name here is Chris, across the area of Brooklyn, supporting the net.
This is Whiskey 2, Golf, Oscar Delta, WTGOD, Stephen, Queens, no traffic, just supporting the net.
Oscar Tango, Suffolk County, New York. Stephen, listening to the repeater. No traffic.
T1LB, name is Joe, Bronx, New York. No traffic, supporting the net.
All right.
Okay, we have some ships that aren't quite making it, but so far we have W3MOT, KC2OCM, W2GOD, W2LIE, Bill, I believe you do have traffic. might want to check your email. KC2SYH and KC1JOE. Anyone else?
And I have two frequencies going at once so I can hear
either one to make sure I can get somebody's call sign. But unfortunately, some people get taken out by whatever the noise or problem is in the troposphere. Okay, the only one I got tonight with potential traffic, Phil, you sent me an email. I think it'd be good if you presented it. W2LIE, M2NOB.
Alright, yep, thanks Charlie, I forgot about that. We also have Tony in Levittown listening. He just emailed me and said to make sure you got him checking in. Metro balloon festival out in Klobuchar Airport this past weekend. Went down there early in the morning, brought the scanner, had it in close call, didn't find anything, threw it in search, and had some good hits. So I'll start with the list and take some damage for the drop real quick. Alright, we'll start with what I was able to figure out. We have parking. There was a staff parking lot that was at 457.250. Shirley and Mastic Beach were patrolling in little golf carts and on bikes. They were using 458.45 and a possible input of 453.45. Staff patrol, also in golf carts, were using 469.4375 with a DPL of 023. I also had the vendor and staff transportation, which is what I believe it to be. They were talking about getting a shuttle van, was 464.45. and also 451.80. There was another patrol frequency used of 469.1875 with a DPL of 023. I also have three frequencies I was unable to identify that were being used there. First one is 453.15. The second one is 452.3875. And the last is 464.55. Let it drop. This is 2 and 0. I don't know if there's no station there, but if you missed any of the frequencies, I did email them out to Charlie. If you want, you can CC the group, or you can go to www.w2lie.net, click on the forums, and under Long Island, Suffolk County are the frequencies for the Bloom Fest. W2LIE, back to net. Disappointment for me. Last year there was a lot more balloons. I don't really know off the count off the top of my head. I'd say probably about 12 to maybe a dozen to two dozen, somewhere between. They did have this year though giant kites, I guess you could call it. They had them behind a van and they'd pull them back and forth across the runway. And they also had giant squids with scuba divers underneath them and stuff like that, but if you're curious, I will have pictures being posted on my site as well under the photo gallery. I'm kind of going through all the pictures now and filtering out all the ones that didn't come out so well. But you also had your typical, you had your new 12 balloon, AT&T was out there, but they flew in from another location. There's a giant lighthouse, a giant Statue of Liberty, they had a giant Noah's Ark. So there was a couple of good balloons, but they only lit them up between 6 a.m. and 9 a.m. and between 6 p.m. and 9 p.m. So it was the balloon fest only between those certain hours. Other than that, it was just regular fair type of setup.
fun. I'll look forward to seeing the pictures when you post them up. Okay, got an email from Bill, KC2FYA, over in Hasbro Heights. And he's got a question. He says he was on vacation from last week and returns home on Monday evening and discovers that for some reason cannot receive any of the DTV, digital television channels, for channel 2, 4, 7, 9, and 11. He says, I noticed difficulty before I departed and really went fishing for the channel today, and channel 4 came in last night with a struggle. And he asks, has the Empire State Building transmitter been damaged or are they undergoing repair? There was severe weather on Monday, but he used to receive the station pretty well before he left on Thursday. So is anybody can advise on if they know what's going on or if they've noticed the same thing? Okay, I guess everybody's locked into their cable and satellite dish. All right, Bill, if you're listening, I'll try to poke around tonight with my DTV receiver and see what I pick up out here on Staten Island. I'm just using a small antenna in the attic, nothing fancy. So we'll see if we can pull this out. Okay, the last of the email traffic that I've got so far. Bob's not here tonight because his mother-in-law fell down and hurt herself, and they're in the hospital tonight, so they're working on her. So Bob wasn't sure he'd be able to make it. But we'll hear him next week. And Bob, if you're listening on your scanner, best wishes for the mother-in-law. Hope she gets better. Okay, let's stand by for any late check-in or any additional traffic, and we'll go from this point. This is N21, will be with the shortwave and scanner list is that on this glow August evening.
N21 and Red, Bob in Milford, Connecticut, with traffic, good evening.
Okay. Justin, give it a shot, but again, you've got a really rough signal tonight. You might want to try 147-150. It's in the upper part of Manhattan. I'm assuming you're trying to use 145-230. For those who don't know about the repeater, 147-150, use a PL ton of 123, and it's in the upper part of Manhattan, so it works pretty good for those who are up in the Bronx and northern New Jersey, Westchester, up in that area. Alright, while Justin's setting things up so you can try that, let's go over to, John, W2IWC, City of Traffic, and it's 103.
WC, am I making it okay, Charlie?
Oh yeah, crystal clear.
All right, very good. Good evening to the net. Name is Don, Midtown Manhattan. I had a question for Bill, but probably you could answer it just as well, Charlie. I don't know if you bought your 996 yet or not. You haven't reported to the net, or if you did, I missed it. But I was just curious. I played with the 996 for a while, and I also own a GRE PSR 600, and I've noticed in the close call mode on the 996, and also in the sweeper object mode on the 600, they're basically equivalent. You know, one company can't use the other company's names for the same feature. I would have always assumed that when you tell a scanner to go in close call mode, that one of the first things it's going to do by default with that mode is turn on the attenuator, the global attenuator. And I've noticed that if you look at the settings, none of them do that.
So I'm very curious as to what they really do in close call mode to really pick out only the nearby strongest signals. It just can't simply be S-meter reading, so to speak, because that's never going to work. I'm just curious as to if anybody knows what the real deal is. Or does it short the antenna terminals? What does it do? I don't know. Back to you, Charlie, if you want to answer that. If not, maybe you can give it to Bill. Maybe he knows.
Okay, had a couple of quick key-ups in there. Weak signal send, like W2NR. I take it you're checking in, or do you have an answer for Don? Quickly, people trying to pull you out of the noise. Can you try it again? Okay, not making it over here is key up. The other quick key up before, I think it was Justin. Justin, you switch over to 147.150.
Yeah, I did. Isn't this having better?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, 100%. Stand by a second. W2LIE, since I haven't had that much experience playing with this 996, and I do have a couple of questions myself on the closed call feature. As in, why does it ever tell me the PL tone or the DPL tone? Can you answer Don's question, Bill?
Yeah, I always thought that there was a built-in attenuator. I mean, how else would it know that there was a closed call feature, you know, if it was closed call? I'm actually playing around right now with my BCT-15, which is the non-digital cousin. But that was always my understanding, that there was no other, really other way to do it but to attenuate the signal coming in automatically.
Well, T2 PAC base station.
Yeah, stand by. Don, go ahead.
Yeah. Well, I would agree with you, Bill. I just think that if you go into your menus and you check the settings, even in closed call mode, you will find out that the attenuator is not turned on, and you can turn it on. And that's what really surprised me. So I don't know if they short the antenna terminals or what the hell goes on. I was just kind of surprised. The only other thing is, if there's anybody out there that has one of the new PSR scanners, whether it would be the 500 or the 600, it really doesn't matter. I would like to get in touch with them to ask them a couple of simple questions regarding what the display says under certain conditions. I cannot see the display, and there are certain things that I do that I would expect one result and get another, and I'm sure if I could see the display, I'd understand why that's happening. So if there's anybody out there that, even if they're not a ham and they're not on the net, if they're listening, send me an email to Delta Bravo Romeo Echo Delta Alpha. That's D-B-R-E-D-A, Delta Bravo Romeo Echo Delta Alpha at nyc.rr.com. That's NYC like New York City, .rr as in roadrunner.com. And maybe we can exchange phone numbers or trade emails back and forth. Probably be easier on the phone, but whatever your pleasure. That would be great. If not, no big deal. All right, back to you, Charlie. Thank you.
The attenuator can be turned on and off per memory location also in the scanner. So, like I said, it's my assumption that that the attenuator does turn itself on automatically when you do a close call. But I do see you're saying there is a set attenuator when you go through your search close call options. And Charlie, to answer your question, there is a setting very deep in the the menu system that you have to do a CTCSS search mode. When you go into menu, you scroll down once to search close call options, you push the wheel in, you go to CTCSS/DCS search, push the button in, turn it on. Next time you go to the VFO and punch in a frequency, or when you just do a search, you will get a PL, DPL, decode off of it. Back to net, W2LE.
I thought I had done that, but I'll double check it. I was playing around with it the other day, before the wedding, I think it was Saturday, and did a search, was using the scan control software, and every hit that came up was showing a PL at zero. I knew they were transmitting PL, so I'll try it again. Alright, let's see, PAC, we have you checked in, do you have traffic?
Yes, the answer is no.
Okay, we got you down with no traffic. Justin, since you have a better signal, why don't you give it a shot again?
Thank you, Eli. whatever it's called.
Yeah, but at the moment he's got some other projects going on. He hasn't been keeping track of it. I can buzz him on the hot line if he's around. So I know that one of his ham buddies from England, who now lives in New Zealand, is in town. So they may be out at a pub somewhere for all I know. W2NR, I believe that is. You've got a better signal than before, but it's still kind of weak. Which repeater are you going into, and where are you physically? Sorry, I'm not making that out. You're very, very low in the noise. Hey, is anybody able to pull him out? I'm not able to it over here.
KC2PAC, I tried to figure it in between the columns. I don't think if I got him there along the tile.
Sounds like a repeater issue. It does it every now and then.
Yeah, I was hoping maybe somebody in one of the other repeaters. I'm listening to 125, 230, 441, 100, and I'm not able to pull them out on either one. Continuing along, next one up for traffic tonight is Bob up in Connecticut, patiently waiting. N1MLZ, N2LB.
No problem, Charlie. Good evening to you. Everybody else in there, good evening. Bob, N1MLZ from Milford, Connecticut. And for reference, I'm coming in on the 23, also 145-23 here. Charlie, I missed the first 10 minutes of the night here, so hopefully it wasn't mentioned yet, but it was, I apologize. Your show in Atlantic City is coming up next week, Wednesday morning, on the boardwalk there in Atlantic City. And if there's anything like last year's show, I recommend it highly. looks like it's going to be pretty much the same as last year. Thunderbirds, they added the Suffolk County Air National Guard demo. That should be cool. And I think the F-22 is not going to make it this year. It flew over last year. It was kind of cool to watch. But looks like a big continuous schedule there. The Coast Guard's demo, the F-16s, F-15s, all sorts of stuff like that. But pretty nice if you can make it down there if anybody's interested. So Wednesday, it's in the middle of the week on Wednesday, the 20th. Right on the boardwalk there. So I think it starts at 10 in the morning. So I figured I'd see that out there, Charlie. Back to you.
Now, this is the Atlantic City boardwalk you're talking about, Bob?
Yeah, roger that, Charlie. Atlantic City here in Jersey. Hello.
Do you have a website that people can look at the information?
Yeah, sure do, Charlie. Let's see here. Probably the best one I know of is yourshowbuzz.com. www.yourshowbuzz, or one word, B-U-Z-Z, yourshowbuzz.com. And /forum, F-O-R-U-N-S. And on there you'll find the forum for the Atlantic City Thunder over the boardwalk, your show, and from there you can find everything. The forum is really good. In fact, the guy that runs the air show, David Schultz, also runs the forum. So it's very informative. Has the host schedule on there and all sorts of information.
Okay, Ah, good. Well, if you're going to get some inside information, that's the person to get it from, I would guess.
Yeah, I mean, you can even make requests on who do you want to see and stuff, but he does his best to try to get who he could to the show. But very, very good, very well organized. There was absolutely no time in between last year. It was amazing. One after the other, there was no dead time. In other words, of course, there's no airport. You don't see the airport where they take off from. I think it's Atlantic City Airport, and there's another one too. I forget where, but down the road there somewhere. But you know, the only thing you miss out on a regular air show is seeing the landings and takeoffs. But other than that, it's very well organized. One after the other, one show, one demo or whatever after the other.
Okay, great. Hey, if anybody's going down, let us know so that we can pass it around to everybody. Maybe get some more pools going if you're able to take off next Wednesday. Sounds like a blast. We sure be good if bringing out a bunch of radios for close pool feature. Snag some new frequencies. Especially since the military has been shifting around on the VHF and UHF bands lately. Okay, let's see. Got an email from Ralph in Brooklyn, 62NG2, asking about the old MMDS. Boy, talk about a blast from the past. He's a multi-point microwave distribution system. The old cable on a stick, basically, we called them. They operate around 2 gigs, and from what I understand, those are some of the frequencies that were given up for the cell phones to move up into 2.1 gig. Does anybody have any information on those systems? Okay, as far as I know, and I'll do some research on this, but the last I heard was that they were abandoning those frequencies. Some systems like RCN were moving up to 5 gigs. But a lot of those 2 gig things were just taken over and they're gone. Even the federal government lost their frequencies in that area and they've moved up. Some of the frequencies used for MMDS were also shared in that same band with the remote news trucks. And they bumped up to 7 gig. So there's been a lot of change in the 2 gig range. So Ralph, not so much luck. If I find anything, I'll let you know, but at this point I would say you're not going to be able to use it. Okay, I don't see anything else in the email. We'll give one last chance for late check-ins or comments before we wrap it up. This is N2-1, I'll be with the shortwave and scanner listeners then.
N2-OBE, what's the name? N2-OVE, what's the name?
N2-OVE, we have you checked in. Do you have any traffic?
Sorry, I didn't know the net was on. Sorry.
Yeah, it's been going on since 9 o'clock.
And then check in, no traffic.
Anybody else? Okay, got somebody with a strong alternator wind that just revved up as they accelerated. Wanna try that again? Okay, hearing nothing, we'll say 7-3 to everybody, and we'll catch you next week. Again, if you're interested in going down to the Thunder Over the Boardwalk Air Show next Wednesday, and one might be interested in carpooling or providing a car for carpooling, just drop an email and we'll pass the word around. Email address is nydxa@yahoo.com. 73 for now, and catch you next week.
Antoine will be clear.